Panther preview. We'll talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win over Lewiston Altura in tonight's game against Stanley Boyd. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther preview, we'll tell you who's playing where for this first game of 2024. That's on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's all coming up next on the Advent Health Panther preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Stanley Boyd boys basketball game, let's take a look at the schedule tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. First game of 2024 in the Durland Conference. Black River Falls will be hosting Cochrane Fountain City in the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, along with the Durand, Arkansas Stanley Boyd game. Altoona is at Elk Mound. Boyceville is hosting Augusta. Turtle Lake travels to Colfax, and Glenwood City is at Prairie Farm. In the Middle Border Conference tonight, Baldwin-Woodville will play at Prescott. Amory is hosting St. Croix Central. Altoona travels to Elk Mound. Meanwhile, in the Dairyland Conference tonight, Osseo Fairchild, they are at Cochrane Fountain City in girls basketball. Girls basketball in the Dunn St. Croix tonight. Boyceville hosting Augusta. Frederick travels to Glenwood City. St. Croix Central is hosting Colfax. Elk Mound, they travel to Bloomer. Meanwhile, in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Arcadia is at Altoona. Turtle Lake travels to Ellsworth, and again, St. Croix Central hosting Colfax. That's what's happening around the area tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win over Lewiston Altura during the holiday tournament last week, and tonight's game against Stanley Boyd. That's next on the Advent Health Panther preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Stanley Boyd boys basketball game. Joined now by Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. Coach, well, you had the holiday games in Winona. Last game against Lewiston Altura. Tell us about the tournament and how you did.
Yeah, it was kind of nice going to Winona State. That's where I went to college, and it was kind of fun going back and seeing some familiar people and then familiar stuff around campus and a bunch of new stuff. You know, it's been quite a while. So a bunch of the new stuff that they've done around campus was pretty cool. Got a chance to take the guys out across campus as well, just to show them what Winona State's all about. But yeah, we went down there. I thought our guys, especially we played Plainview Elgin Melville the first game, and our guys came out and played pretty well the first game, especially the second half of that game. Ended up beating them by 20-some and played pretty well. But Plainview Elgin Melville, much closer, you know, only a two-point game at the end, and they had a shot that Ethan Herbert blocked for us at the end to win it. I think it was a three, so they really came back. We had a 10-point lead or so with about 6-7 minutes left, and they just had a couple of threes. They got hot from outside, and I think they hit 10 threes on us in the game. But, you know, trading threes for twos, and then that little stretch there, and had a couple few turnovers, whatever, but you know, they got hot, and we just withstood it right to the end. So got a nice win against them. They had a nice ball club, and Kind of the first time we've done kind of the holiday tournament over the Christmas, and it was kind of nice staying in the gym and getting on the court, and the guys played well. They liked it down there on the bigger college court. I think the guys had a lot of fun.
And then Lewiston Alturi, you won that game too.
Yep, that was the last one I was talking about, that where they got hot down the stretch and got us, or you know, got hot from three and almost got us, but we were still able to win by two. And it was kind of, you know, going back, another one, we were at Altoona before all of that. That was kind of closing out right before break. We went up to Altoona and played a nice Railroader club that we shut down from outside and got them pretty good up in Altoona. And a weird thing is, you know, Prescott hands it to us, and Altoona was there a week before that and beat Prescott, and then we go and hand it to Prescott. So it's kind of, you know, you got to play the games, right? And the guys playing pretty well there. So here was three nice wins for us over break, kind of, that we can hopefully come off of and keep riding that.
I know how you feel about going back to campus when I have to go down to UW lacrosse. If the football team is playing in the playoffs and they play at UWL, and you're like, what are all these buildings? What do you mean they got a movie theater? What do you mean they got a food mall? We didn't have that. We just had, you know, a buffet line at Whitney Center, and take it or leave it, pal. You didn't have, you know, like that at Winona State?
Oh, yeah, big time. Because they actually have turned the court from how it was when I played there. So they've completely remodeled it, and they added a whole nother section to it with the double-decker fitness center and all this other stuff. I mean, it was our locker rooms were a dungeon before, and they really spruced them up down there, especially the main, you know, the team locker rooms, and we got a chance to be in those rooms for at halftime and stuff too. So it was really a pretty cool deal. And I talked to some of my old college teammates and stuff about how, you know, how things were when we had it, and how much nicer it is now. And it's a lot nicer, that's for sure.
I can just hear, we had to play outside in a blizzard, uphill both ways, and we were thankful for playing.
Right, maybe not that bad, but yeah, I mean. Well, they added on like a double doors on the front, and before it was just a set of double doors there that went straight into the gym. So if it was below zero outside for 15 minutes, those two doors were open, and it was just coming right in the gym. I mean, they actually switched our bench from one side to the other after my first year there, because it was like, you're just getting straight cold air on the bench right there. It was awful, but it was kind of funny. So I was telling them a little bit about some of that stuff and how we had it.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky, taking on Stanley Boyd tonight. What do the Orioles present to the Panthers here defensively?
They play some man-to-man, quite a bit of man-to-man, but then they got 2-3 zone at times, a 1-2-2 press at times. But lately I've seen a lot more man-to-man out of them. They got, you know, some athletic kids. They get a stop. They really look to push it and get out in transition. A couple guys for them averaging 20 a game. Pretty nice ball players. So slowing those two down will be big for us. You know, I want to see what they're going to do against our zone. We're probably going to start out in some of our zone right away. It's been working for us lately, so we'll stick to it and see what they do, see where their cutters come from. They run a nice little zone offense, so it'll be us recognizing where those flashes are coming from and then covering the blocks, because usually there's somebody always hanging out in the block looking for that dump down. So it'll be really recognizing there and being vocal and communicating throughout.
Big team, smaller team, or a combination?
A little bit of combination. They got a couple big guys that can come in off the bench for them and really establish themselves in the paint. But otherwise, there's a lot of, you know, quick guards out there. They got a nice, you know, they'll be a pretty good matchup, I think, with Ethan and their number 30. He's a lanky, you know, kid just like Ethan is, so similar players. So it'll be nice to see those two go at it tonight, too.
Do they like to shoot from the outside, or are they more pounded in?
A little bit of both, you know, looking at stats and looking at what they can do. They got a couple guys that can shoot it from out, but then a couple of their better players, they'd rather be around the basket, get finishing down there. So a little bit of both.
How important is it going to be then? They like to do the transition, so how important is it going to be for us to counter that and do our own version of transition? Do you want to try to have it up the pace, or do you want to have it slower tonight?
I just kind of want to control their pace. You know, I want to take our buckets when we can, but make sure we're getting good looks, but really slowing them down. I don't want to get them, you know, decent shot attempts that we're trying to rebound and run back on. I want to make sure we're slowing down, especially they got a nice guard that can really get to the lane pretty quick and make some tough finishes. So really slowing him down, making sure we keep him out of the lane.
Going to be a fun night tonight, Coach. Good luck. Happy New Year.
All right. Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Talk with Coach after the game. Coming up, we have starting lineups and tip-off. Durand, Arkansas, and Stanley Boyd in boys high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agents.
And welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, where we are just moments away from tonight's basketball game. Go down to our the field now, or the court now, for our national anthem.
national anthem this evening as we are just moments away from tonight's ball game. Special welcome to the men and women serving in the military, listening to our broadcast via our internet streaming service, our audio service, at our website at realcountry1430.com. Thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Thank you to Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And also Adam Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. They are our streaming audio service sponsors. Also, welcome those of you watching our broadcast as well on our video streaming service at our website at realcountry1430.com. And that is being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Also, those of you on NTEC Channel 99 in the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel, again, welcome to our broadcast tonight. Let's introduce the Stanley Boyd Orioles, 5-5 overall. Hayden Gustafson coming up, number 0. Also, number 5, senior Landon Carlin. Number 10, junior Logan Gray. Number 30, senior Henry Hole. And at number 54, Riley Weltson. For the Durand, Arkansas Panthers, they are 8-2 on the season. Coming out will be number 3, Parker Olmstead. Number 4, Ryan Mason, the senior. Number 22, senior Grady Hayden. Number 24, senior Ethan Hurlbert. And number 25, junior Dane Bates. The Orioles in their black uniforms with the orange numerals. The Panthers in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. Panthers will be going from right to left, Orioles left to right here in this first half. Throughout the night, we'll thank our high school sports sponsors, including Numbers R Us, Common Sense Bookkeeping, and more. Rhonda's a certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor, bonded daily money manager as well. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8093 or visit them her online at numbersrus.com. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwi.com for more information. The JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, downtown Durand. And the Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom, Valentine's just around the corner. It's the Cottage, downtown Durand. Excuse me. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. All right, we're ready to go. And it's going to be tipped, and it'll be controlled by the Orioles. We are underway. It's going to be thrown out of bounds. And so it'll go back to the Panthers. And the Panthers to inbound it to our left. In the JV game tonight, Durand, Arkansas won that 32-24. Inbounded to Hurlbert. Hurlbert now back to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Hurlbert. Hurlbert right baseline shot, no good. Rebounded by the Orioles as Hole comes up with the loose ball. Back the other way come the Orioles. No score here early in the first half. And thought about a three ball was Gray on the left wing. Now shot put up, 15-footer shot, no good. Tip. And Hayden comes up with it. Hayden across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hurlbert. Hurlbert now back over to Mason. Mason on the left wing. Hurlbert, top of the key, head fakes the three. Now kicks it back to Hayden on the left wing. Hayden now looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Mason now in the left wing. Back to Hurlbert. Hurlbert comes from the left corner to left wing. Squares up for the three. Says, nope, not going to do it. To Hurlbert now, left baseline. He's going to try and drive inside. Gets cut off. Bounce pass over to Bates. Bates now out to Mason to Olmstead. Olmstead left wing, comes to the end of the lane, stops, shot, good. Olmstead with the first points of the night. Inbounded to Gustafson. Gustafson now back to Hole. To Gustafson, still not across the timeline. Here comes the trap over to Hole. Hole top of the key. Dishes it inside, shot put up, no good. Another shot put up, no good by Weltson. Bates with the rebound, back to Olmstead. And now Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers to Mason. Mason left wing. Mason now to Olmstead. Olmstead looking for a cutter. Has to get it over to Hurlbert on the right wing. Hurlbert now to Mason. Mason top of the key. Stop. Hit, kicks it back out to Hayden on the left wing. Hayden now comes over to the top of the key. Tries to drive inside. Gets cut off. Back to Hurlbert. Works off the screen. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Out of bounds. Goes back to the Orioles. 2-0 Panthers. Inbounded now to Hole. Hole back to Gustafson. And Gustafson now will get across the timeline for the Orioles. Hands it off to Carlin. Carlin has the ball stolen by Olmstead. Olmstead to Mason. Mason up and in. So Olmstead with the theft. And 4-0 Panthers. Across the timeline come the Orioles. Gustafson now over to Gray. Gray back to Carlin, left wing. Ball knocked out of bounds by Mason. 15:39 remaining in the first half. 4-0 Panthers. And so inbounded back to Gustafson. Gustafson now to Gray. Gray looking for a cutter inside. No one there. Gustafson right wing. Bounce past the hole on the right baseline. Kick it back out to the top of the key. Round the horn they go. Over to Carlin, left wing. Tries to drive inside in the lane. Puts up the shot, partially blocked by Bates. He comes up with the loose ball. Back to Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Now to Mason. Mason left wing. Hurlburt trying to drive the lane. Can't do it. Has to get it over to Hayden. Hayden left wing. Hayden now comes back to the top of the key. Hayden stops. Now hands it off to Olmstead. Olmstead on the left wing. Now to Bates. Bates top of the key over to Mason. Mason right wing. Three ball shot. No good. And he's trying to save it. Could have just let it go. Gray was trying to save it. Just should have let it go. He went out of bounds trying to save it. And it'll be Panther ball. And so Hurlburt to inbound it. Bounce pass inside to Hayden. Hayden up and off the rims out. No good. Rebounded by Hole. Hole back the other way on the far side for the Orioles. Dishes it off to Gustafson. Three ball shot. No good. And tip. Rebounded by the Orioles. That's great with the rebound. Comes back out to the right wing. Now to Carlin at center. Back to Gustafson, right wing. Inside now to Wilson. Wilson has to kick it back out now to Hole. Hole back to Wilson. Wilson drives the lane. Puts up the shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip. Coming up with it is Bates to Olmstead to Mason. Mason in the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Wilson with the rebound. Back over to Gustafson. Gustafson to Hole. Hole into the lane. Now dishes it back out to Carlin and whistling a foul. Foul will be on Mason, his first. Coming in for the Panthers now is going to be Weber. And number 34, Max Anderson. Mason and Hayden take a seat. Coming in for the Orioles looks like number 12, Eisenberger. And so Gustafson to inbound it. Inbounds it to Hole. Hole. Oh, wow, what a hook shot. Does not get the shooter's roll. It's set on the rim, but he gets the rebound. Dishes it back out. Hole from the free throw line. Drano. 4-2 Panthers. And across the timeline now comes Olmstead. Olmstead over to Bates. Bates now to Anderson. Anderson passes it inside to Hurlburt. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Eisenberger. And inbounding it now is Hurlburt. Hurlburt gets it back to Olmstead at center. Olmstead now comes down to the top of the key. Now he has to retreat back towards center. Over to Bates. Bates now to Weber. Weber to Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead now inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt kicks it back out to Weber. Weber left wing. Three ball shot. No good. And crashing the glasses hole, gets the rebound to Gustafson. Gustafson, bomb over to Eisenberger. And up and in. Back to Olmstead. We're tied at 4. 13:09 remaining in the half. Olmstead now right wing. Hands it off to Hurlburt. Hurlburt comes to the top of the key. Tries to drive it in the lane. Can't do it. Weber now on the left wing. Over to Bates. Top of the key to Olmstead. Right wing. Olmstead now works off the screen from the free throw line. Shot put up off the back of the rim. No good. Crashing the glass though is Weber. Weber back to Olmstead. Olmstead now over to Anderson. Left wing. Inside to Bates. Bates now has to dish it back out to Weber. Weber top of the key. Three ball on the way. Shot no good off the edge of the rim. Rebounded by the Orioles. Quickly back the other way is Carlin. And ball knocked out of bounds. Pass looking to go inside, but it gets knocked out of bounds. So quickly inbounded to Gustafson, or to Hole. Hole on the right baseline, up and in. Wow. Beat two defenders and up and in. 6-4 Orioles. Across the timeline is Olmstead. Olmstead now top of the key. Now comes down towards the left wing over to Weber. Weber on the left wing to Bates, top of the key. Staying on the outside now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt right wing. Hurlburt works off the screen. Hesitates now, tries to drive inside again. Up and in. Oh, Ethan Hurlburt did a little hesitation moving. Just went down the right side of the lane. Up and in. And across the timeline now is Gustafson. Tied at six. Gustafson now over to Carlin. Carlin, right wing. Comes back out towards center. Over to Gustafson now. Gustafson passes it to Eisenberger on the far side. Gustafson to Welson. Welson out of hole. Hole 15-footer. Shot off the glass. Good. And inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead now comes across the timeline and hands it off to Weber. Weber has the ball stolen by Hole. Hole back the other way. Drano on the slam. Hole with the slam. Timeout Panthers. With 11:27 remaining in the first half, 10-6. Stanley Boyd. And thank you to Bauer Built Tire for all of your tire needs, rotations, and oil changes. It's Bauer Built Tire, Prospect Street, Durand, also the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the needs of the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 715-926-3630 or visit chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, and Jerry Barron Sons, featuring dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond. Jerry Barron Sons, located by Annabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. 11:27 remaining here in the first half. 10-6, Stanley Boyd leads. All right, so the timeout coming to an end. Panthers will inbound it to our right after the big slam. And Hurlburt to inbound it. He'll inbound it to Olmstead. And so now Olmstead will come across the timeline for the Panthers. Olmstead now hands it off to Weber. Weber on the left wing. Weber has the ball stolen by Gustafson. Back the other way. He'll lay it up and in. Back to Hurlburt now. 12-6, Stanley Boyd. Hurlburt now hands it off to Weber. Weber over to Hayden. Hayden top of the key. Hayden now thought about the three, said, hey, better not. Now to Weber on the left wing. Weber now inside to Hayden. Hayden in the lane gets the trap. Back to Weber. Weber top of the key. Three ball on the way. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden puts it up and in. Well, Hayden got position on the shot and managed to get the rebound. 12-8 Orioles. Across the timeline comes Hole. Hole over to Gustafson. Gustafson now into the corner to Carlin. He'll come back out to the right wing. Back to Carlin now on the right wing. Carlin now back towards center. To Gustafson. Gustafson to Welson. Welson now back to Carlin. Carlin over to Eisenberger left corner. Cross court pass to Hole. Hole three ball on the way. Shot no good. Loose ball. Still a loose ball. Hayden comes up with it. Back to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. And he'll put up a 10-foot shot. Oh, gets the shooter's roll to make it 12-10 now, Stanley Boyd. Gustafson will walk it up court here. And a cross-court pass to Carlin across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hole. Hole nearly lost the ball. Into the corner now. Eisenberger was going to... hesitated the three, did the head fake, but traveled. So it goes back to the Panthers. Mason comes in for Weber. Coming in for Stanley Boyd is J.J. Heller as Waltzen takes a seat. And inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. He'll drive in, up and in. Oh, Parker Olmstead just kept it himself. Drove the post, and we're tied at 12. Gustafson now over to Carlin. Carlin back to Gustafson. Gustafson across the timeline. Now into the corner to Heller. Heller to Hole. Hole kicks it back out to the top of the key to Gustafson. He'll drive in at the free throw line, up and in. Olmstead brings it up court now for the Panthers. 14-12 Orioles. And Olmstead keeps it himself, splits two defenders. The shot no good, but going up for the rebound, but it's going to be off of Stanley Boyd. It'll stay Panther ball. Hurlburt now to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt looking, inbounded to Gray. Gray to Mason, Mason right wing. Back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt's pass can't hang on. Intercepted, and coming up with it is Carlin. Carlin back the other way for the Orioles. Gustafson now over to Heller in the left right corner, over to Hole. Hole tried to drive on the baseline but steps out of bounds with the ball, and it goes back to the Panthers. .845 remaining in the half. 14-12, Stanley Boyd. Inbounded to Olmstead. And so Olmstead now across the timeline. Olmstead now on the right wing. 15-footer, shot off the back of the rim. No good, rebounded by Hole. Hole quickly back the other way. Over to Gustafson. Three ball, shot no good, off the back of the rim. Tip, coming up with it is Hurlburt. Hurlburt tries to avoid traffic. Gets it back over to Mason. Mason now back to Hayden. Hayden drives in, puts up the shot, blocked by Hall. Coming up with a loose ball is Eisenberger, whistling a foul. Foul will be on Grady Hayden. And so it'll stay Oriole ball. Wilson getting ready to come back in for Stanley Boyd. Coming out is J.J. Heller. Inbounding it to our left, Eisenberger now will inbound it to Gustafson. And here we go. Across the timeline to Gray. Gray now to Hole. Hole looking for a cutter. He finds him. That's Eisenberger. Kicks it back out. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And it's going to be off of Hayden. It'll stay Oriole ball. So Gustafson to inbound it to our right. And inbounded now to Eisenberger. Eisenberger now on the left wing. Over to Gustafson. Thought about the three. Said, ooh, better not. I got Grady Hayden in front of me. Inside to Wilson. Wilson now kicks it over to Hole. Hole left corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead crossed the timeline for the Panthers. 14-12. Stanley Boyd to Mason now. Mason on the right wing. Mason comes over to the top of the key to the Bates. Bates now over to Olmstead. Olmstead inside to Hayden. Hayden back to Olmstead on the right wing. Olmstead now hesitates, tries to drive inside. Over to Mason, left wing, fakes the three. Back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt tries to work off the screen, can't do it. Over to Bates now. Bates back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, top of the key. Three ball, shot no good. Rebounded by Grady Hayden. Up and in. We're tied at 14. Inbounded to Hole. Approaching the seven-minute mark in the first half. And across the timeline now to Eisenberger. Eisenberger, cross-court pass now to Gustafson. Gustafson over to Gray. Gray back to Gustafson towards center. Over to Hole. Hole at the top of the key. Loses the ball, and Olmstead comes up with it to Hurlburt. Hurlburt up and in. Oh, nearly led Hurlburt too far, but he was managed to grab it in. Timeout, Stanley Boyd. 6:36 remaining in the first half. 16-14 Panthers. Thank you to Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. It's Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85. Durand, ask about the beef and pork bundles. West Wisconsin Telecom, building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more. Visit www.coop. The Rooster Tail Grill for daily specials. Don't forget about Taco Tuesday, the Friday fish fry as well, and more. The Rooster Tail Grill, downtown Durand. O'Galley Cheese Factory featuring homemade pizza. Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we're not here tonight. Simple as that. So to inbound it on the far side will be Gustafson. Gustafson inbounds it to Eisenberger. Back to Gustafson. And pass intercepted by Olmstead. Olmstead back the other way, up and in. Olmstead timed the interception perfectly. 18-14 Panthers. And across the timeline now is Gray. Gray over to Gustafson. Gustafson at the top of the key, now comes down to the right wing. Over to Gray. Gray right corner. Long cross court pass left wing. Three ball on the way by Eisenberger. It's good. 18-17 Panthers. Across the timeline now comes Herberts. Herbert, top of the key. Hands it off to Olmstead. Olmstead works off the screen now. Around the horn we go. Now back to Mason. He'll come back to the top of the key. Tries to work off a screen. Gets it to Bates. Bates driving the lane. Gets in trouble to Herbert. Right wing to Mason. Mason top of the key. Head fakes. Now to Olmstead. Left corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hull. Hull quickly back the other way for the Orioles. Whistle and a travel on Gray on the far side. Panther ball. Olmstead gets the inbound from Hurlburt and will bring it up court. 5:30 remaining in the half. 18-17 Panthers. Back over to Hayden. Hayden squares up. Three ball on the way. Does not get the shooter's roll. Rebounded by Hull. Hull quickly across the timeline now. Into the right corner now to Eisenberger. Cross court pass to Gustafson. Gustafson over to Gray. Gray left corner back to Gustafson. Hits the ref. But over to Hull. Hull, Drano. 15-footer, 19-18, Stanley Boyd. 4:56 remaining in the half. And across the timeline now comes Herbert. Herbert to Mason on the right wing to Hayden. Hayden, top of the key, three ball. Oh, Grady Hayden from downtown. 21-19, Panthers. Over to Hull now. Hull across the timeline. Comes over to the right corner now. Out to Eisenberger. Eisenberger back to Hull. Hull, three ball. Shot no good. Eisenberger with the rebound. Blocked by Bates. But coming up with a loose ball. Three ball on the way. Shot in and out. No good. Bates trying to get the rebound. Whistling a foul. Foul will be on Stanley Boyd. Foul's going to be on Eisenberger. Carlin and Heller come in while Gray and Eisenberger take a seat. Panthers inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead now will bring it up across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Bates. Bates now to Hayden. Hayden inside to Herbert. Herbert in the lane. Does a turnaround shot. Up and in. 23-19 now, Panthers. Bounce pass now to number five. That was Carlin. Carlin back to Heller. Heller to Hull. Hull now looking for a cutter. He gets double-teamed pretty quickly now into the corner to Heller. Heller passes knocked down by Mason, but he comes back up with it. And pass now back to Hull. Hull manages to... Mason nearly had it, but Hull came up with it and then... Mason fouled him, and so we'll start all that over again. Gustafson now on the right. Pass tipped on the inbound. Tip still, and Olmstead comes up with it. Quickly back the other way. Olmstead splits two defenders. Over, lays it. No good. Hull now back the other way. Whistle and a block on Mason. Mason comes out, and coming in for the Panthers, Billy Weisenbeck. So Gustafson to inbound it on the far side. Panthers lead by four. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And a loose ball, and coming up with it is Weisenbeck to Olmstead. Olmstead will slowly come up across the timeline now for the Panthers. So they want to slow it down a little bit. Hayden now on the left wing. Hayden to Bates, top of the key to Olmstead, right wing. Now to Hayden, top of the key. He'll score up. Long three ball shot off the back of the rim. No good. And Olmstead comes up with it. Olmstead scores up. Three ball shot no good off the back of the rim. This time they'll let it go out of bounds as Gustafson made sure that Weisenbeck couldn't get to it. So inbounded now to Carlin. Carlin back to Gustafson. Gustafson back to Carlin to Gustafson. Across the timeline to Welson to Gustafson. to Walton. Walton now over to Carlin. Carlin comes back out towards center. Now he'll come down to the right wing. Into the right corner to Heller. Heller comes out to the wing again. Into the corner to Hole. Hole, long cross-court pass now to Carlin. Carlin's does a hesitate, now kicks it back out to Hole. Hole, 15-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Tip. Coming up with it is Carlin. Approaching the 2:20 mark, rather. Walton now left the baseline, kicks it back out to the wing. Driving in now is Carlin. Carlin kicks it back out to the wing. Three ball on the way, shot no good. Rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead back across the timeline for the Panthers. Cross-court pass to Hurlburt. Hurlburt will try to drive into the lane. Dishes it back out to Hayden. Hayden on the left wing, now inside to Bates. Bates kicks it back out to Weisenbeck. Three ball on the way. Billy Weisenbeck with a three. And so across the timeline now come the Orioles. 26-19 Panthers. Welson now in the right corner. Long cross-court pass over to Heller. And whistling a foul. Foul's going to be on Weisenbeck. Coming up, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. So inbounded now to Welson. Welson over to Hole. Hole gets it back out from the baseline to the left wing to Carlin. He'll drive in, puts up the shot, no good. Crashing the glasses, Hole up and in. Whistle and a foul. Okay, so if it's after the shot, okay, apparently the basket's good and was after the shot, but the foul is on Durand, but the Panthers get the ball. Not sure how that works, but okay. So across the timeline now. Inside to Hayden, or to Hurlburt. Hurlburt puts up the shot, up and in. So inbounded to Gustafson now. 28-21, approaching the 1 minute mark to Carla. Carlin to Welson. Welson now to Gustafson. Gustafson to Hole. Hole right corner out to the left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot's good from Landon Carlin. 28-24 Panthers. 47 seconds remaining. Over to Weisenbeck on the right wing. Weisenbeck now. Back out to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Hayden. Whistle. And a foul. Thank you to the Cell Block, featuring soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 to 2. They have a daily special as well. That's the Cell Block, downtown Durand. Foul's going to be on number 5, Carlin. Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Out to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck towards the center. Now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt squares up right wing. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates puts up a shot no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Hurlburt. Hurlburt drives the lane up and in. 30-24 Panthers, 16 seconds remaining. Across the timeline now comes Carlin. Carlin over to Hole. Hole dishes it off to Gustafson. Three ball, shot no good. And it's going to be off of Stanley Boyd. It'll be Panther ball with 8.6 seconds left. So Olmstead now brings it up across the timeline. He only has 5 seconds. And over to Hayden. Hayden, that's going to be the half. We're at halftime. 30-24. Panthers lead over Stanley Boyd. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's a make.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by...
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health...
What does it mean to feel whole? For some...
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through...
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Police in Rochester, New York think Michael Avery, the suspect in a deadly New Year's crash, acted intentionally when he allegedly drove an SUV into a crowd leaving a concert, killing two.
Avery made at least a half dozen purchases of gasoline and gas containers from different locations throughout the Monroe County and Ontario County areas. Thus far, our information has shown he was alone when making these purchases.
Police Chief David Smith. Avery later died. Former President Trump's appealed a decision by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State to keep him off the primary ballot there. Negotiators met today with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They try to reach a deal on border security to include in a supplemental aid package to Israel and Ukraine. Russia's latest attacks on Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities have left at least five dead. This is ABC News.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host Iowa in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers beat Michigan State in their Big Ten opener before Christmas. They look to go 2-0 in league play tonight. It's a 6 p.m. tip on BTN. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, number one Purdue on the road at Maryland. Northwestern is at Illinois. The Packers had the day off today. They'll start preparing for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears tomorrow. Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon.
It's hard to beat a team twice. We went 1-1 with Detroit, 1-1 with Minnesota. He won it over Chicago, so it's hard to beat a team twice in this league. So they're going to come to play. It's going to be a dogfight.
A win for the Packers, and they're in the postseason playoffs. Packers made a roster move, signing wide receiver Bo Melton to the active roster for the rest of the season. They placed Samori Toure on IR. Football Badgers wrapped up their season with a 35-31 loss to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl yesterday. Badgers finished 7-6. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owner's Insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Bush relocating to smaller space.
I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present tip. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them, and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Downsizing to new digs is never easy, but when you are Kyle Busch, moving out of the large building formerly known as Kyle Busch Motorsports to a much smaller space, the job is even more difficult.
Obviously, moving everything out of KBM, yeah, that's been our off-season project so far, which has been stressful to say the least. But we're taking 77,000 square feet of stuff and stuffing it in 8,000 square feet, you know. So Brexton's got a 4,000-foot shop, and then I've got a 2,000-foot with car lifts and stuff for all of my cool cars and stuff that I got. And then all the trophies are just on pallet racking with shelves around the wall, you know. So easiest, cheapest way to be able to do it, but yet still kind of show it off.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Durand Arkansas High School halftime. 30-24, the Panthers lead. Let's run down scores or games that we're following this evening on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Hudson is at New Richmond tonight in boys hockey and girls basketball. Turtle Lake at Ellsworth. Bethlehem playing at Wabashaw Kellogg tonight. Baldwin Woodville at Prescott in boys hoops. Colfax at St. Croix Central and girls hoops. St. Croix Central at Amory and boys basketball. Also, Elk Mound is at Bloomer in girls basketball. Altoona at Elk Mound in boys hoops. Goodhue at Fillmore Central in boys basketball as well. And you can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com/sports. Second half coming up. It's Durand Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Durand Arkansas High School as we get ready for the second half. Panthers will get the ball. They'll be going from left to right here in this second half. Stanley Boyd right to left. So we're underway. To Olmstead now as we get the second half underway. Panthers leading 30-24 to Hurlburt now. Hurlburt left wing. Now to Bates. Bates to Olmstead left wing. Fakes the three. Now drives inside. Puts up the shot. Up and in. Oh, Olmstead. He faked the three and that committed the defender. And that was gave him the chance to drive in. And across the timeline now to Gustafson. Inside pass to Hurlburt. Stolen. Stolen by Mason. Mason to Olmstead. They're trying to get it inside the hole. And Olmstead now across the timeline to Mason. Mason inside to Bates on the left baseline. Kicks it back out to Olmstead, top of the key. Now retreats back out towards center to Mason now. Mason on the left wing to Olmstead. Left corner, three ball on the way. Shot no good off the side of the rim. Rebounded by Hole. Hole to Carlin. And Carlin now across the timeline now to Eisenberger. Eisenberger to Carlin. Carlin left wing. Carlin back out to Eisenberger towards center. To Carlin. Carlin left wing. Wide open. Three ball is good by Carlin. 32-27 Panthers. Olmstead now across the timeline. Taking it slow. They want to keep the pace somewhat slow. To Hayden. Hayden at left wing. Now to Bates. Bates at the top of the key to Mason. Mason now to Hurlburt right wing. Hurlburt looking, still looking, and now finds, has to go back out to Olmstead at center. Olmstead now to Hayden by the free throw line. Over to Olmstead left wing, tries to work off the screen, can't do it. So Olmstead's just going to take his time here, it looks like. Now back to Bates. Bates now inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt up and, oh, overlays it, no good. And rebounded by Gustafson. Gustafson back the other way. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Mason. That's going to be his fourth. Yep, that is. So he's going to be sitting here. Weber getting ready to come in for Mason. So Gustafson to inbound it to our left. Gustafson now out to Hull. Hull right wing. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Hayden. Hayden back the other way for the Panthers. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead works off the screen from Hurlburt. Three ball by Olmstead. Oh, he got the nice screen from Hurlburt to have him open for that three. And across the timeline come the Orioles. Carlin now to Hole. Hole cross-court pass to Gustafson. He can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Panther ball. Take it to Ryan's Sports Shop. Ryan's Sports Shop Ice Fishing. Well, eventually we'll be around the corner. It's supposed to get cold next week. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Looks like we could see more winter-type weather next week. That should let the lakes freeze over and let you get out onto the ice. Also, Heike Wealth Management providing clarity to your financial picture and help you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit Travis at HeikeWealth.com or at his offices on 3rd Avenue West. In Durant, inbound or inside pass to Hurlburt. He loses the ball, falls, but gets it out to Weber. Left corner, three ball short, and rebounded by Heller. Across the timeline now to Hull. Hull puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Olmstead quickly back the other way. Keeps it himself, drives the lane up and in. Parker Olmstead just said, I'll just take it myself. Timeout, Stanley Boyd. 14:56 remaining in the game, 37-27 Panthers. Thank you to Beeves Restaurant of Plum City. Visit Beeves for breakfast, lunch, dinner. They have daily and weekly specials, including that Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for daily and new specials. Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts to keep the farm equipment running during the winter. Also, Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer. Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand. And Provisions Health, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Along with the Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. The Durand Improvement Group needs volunteers for events for next year. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. All right, so the timeout's over. Panthers up by 10 now. And so inbounding it to our right, inbounded to Carlin. And Carlin will bring it up across the bring it up towards center court. Now across the timeline, past the hole. Pull now to Welson in the right wing. Welson in trouble, but gets it back out to Gustafson on the left wing. Gustafson now bounce past the hole, free throw line, shot on the way. Good. 'Olmstead now will bring it across the timeline for the Panthers. Panthers leading 37-29. Bates now to Weber. Weber right wing. Cross-court pass nearly intercepted to Hayden. Hayden stop at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebounded by, well, Hull had touched it first but got it over to Heller. Heller now back to Gustafson. Gustafson across the timeline to Welson. Welson now over to Carlin. Pass inside to Hull. He kicks it back out top of the key to